A hearty amen.
Now through the years, God's been good to me. Oh, now
through the years,
oh God. Down through the years, oh God,
been good to me.
Oh, now
through the years,
oh God, been good to me.
Down through the years,
oh God,
been good to me.
Oh, He sure been good
to me.
Oh, in my sick room, God's been good to me. Oh, in the sick room,
oh, God been good to me.
Oh, it's in the sick room, oh,
God been good to me.
Oh, it's sure
been good to me.
Well, it's all day long, God's been good to me. I don't know about you, but been so good.
So good,
been so good,
so good,
been so good,
good. So
been so good,
good. So
been
good.
So good,
good. So
been
good.
So good, been so good,
so good,
mighty, mighty good,
so good,
mighty, mighty good.
So good,
mighty, mighty good.
It's so good,
mighty, mighty good.
It's so good,
mighty, mighty good.
It's so good,
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 so so good,
so good,
so so good.
So good,
so 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 so good,
hallelujah, oh yes,
yes,
hallelujah,
glory.
Oh, just think about it, think about how good God has been. Might not have been everything you wanted, but through it all, you've been mighty good.
So good.
So good.
So good.
So good.
So so good.
So good.
So good.
So good.
So good.
Don't complain. Oh yeah. Mighty, mighty good.
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 Mighty, mighty good. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Put your hands together and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Amen. All these years, 82 years. Hallelujah. Oh, 82 years. God's been good to me. Hallelujah. Didn't have to bless me, but He did. Amen. I love Him. I praise Him. I worship Him in this house today. It's another day that the Lord has made. I don't know about you, but I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Might not be what I wanted it to be, amen, but because God made this day, he said it was good. And I agree 100% with God. We honor the Lord Jesus Christ on today. We certainly honor all of our officials, our sister pastor, Dr. Persley, and second sister pastor, Evangelist Jones, and amen, Evangelist, my angel, Duncan, and certainly Deacon Ella Henry Smith, and Deacon Stephen Duncan, and those that are absent, certainly, again, Evangelist Duncan, thank you for being a part of the Christ Temple worship experience on this day. You know, it's a blessing to be here. Amen. You know, somebody said it woke me up this morning and started me on my way. I don't have any complaints because the Lord has blessed me beyond measure. He's blessed you beyond measure. You know, and we come together as a group of baptized believers, believing we can ask anything in his name. He, God said, I would do it. And he said, well, two or three of you gather together in my name, I will be there in the midst. So there are more than three folks here, so that means that God's in the midst of us. And while we're in the he's in the midst of us, we can make our petition be known unto God. And God said, I know what you have need of even before you ask. And Philippians 4:19 says, but my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank God for being back. Amen. Been gone for a month and on vacation. So, but we really have not been vacation because we've still been in church every Sunday. Amen. But, amen. Sometimes it's just good to take time out and let the body and the mind both rest. Amen. Believe it or not, you can kill yourself working. And I'm determined not to do that. Amen. Amen. I'll preserve myself as long as I can, but never going to stop working for the Lord. Amen. Some people retire from ministry. I hope I never have to retire. I might quit what I'm doing, but I still won't be not in ministry. Don't have to always be pastoring, but I can always be in the ministry. So I don't anticipate, amen, just retiring and sitting down and doing nothing. Amen. Bible tells me I'm going to be paid according to what my work shall be. So I'm looking for a big fat paycheck when I get to heaven. Amen. We love the Lord. God bless you. We're glad to have Sister Anna and her husband here, certainly. I have in my hand a prayer request that she's made known to me. I'm just going to tell you what it is, but the Lord knows what it is. And we can lift up our petitions unto the Lord. And we're going to ask you to pray for this petition that God will give them what they need. But I say to everybody who would put up a petition before the Lord, amen, that you also have to make a commitment to the Lord. You know, God's not giving out any freebies. Amen. If you want the Lord to do something for you, you got to commit yourself unto the Lord. He said he'd give us the desires of our hearts. So I'm saying this to Anna and her husband, amen. If you want the Lord to bless you, amen, there's a commitment you have to make to the Lord. And we pray, amen, that you make that commitment. And not only because God knows whether or not you really mean what you commit to. See, some folks will say in their minds they're going to commit themselves to the Lord, but their hearts are far from it. The Bible talks about, what does it say? Why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say do. So make your commitment to the Lord. We're going to pray for your petition, but I admonish you that in order for God to answer this petition,
you have to make a commitment to him. Amen. Not to me, not to anybody else. You have to commit yourself to the Lord, because only certain things we can do. But if you make your commitment to the Lord, he will give you what he said he would. So we're going to hold this petition up, and I want the saints of God to believe God for whatever is written on this piece of paper. God knows I read it. God's already read it, and he knew that they had a need before they even wrote it on a piece of paper. Anybody believe that? Hallelujah. So we're a group of baptized believers, and we're going to believe God for this petition. Amen. Amen. Don't have to say a whole lot of words, but I want you to be clear and focused on what you're saying. Let us pray. Lord, in the name of the Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we know that thou art God, and beside thee there is none other. Oh, God, you said we can make our petitions be known unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. And in your word, Lord, you said you're going to supply all of our need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And you also said, God, that all things were made by you, and without you was not anything made that was made. You own everything. Cattle on a thousand hills belong to you. Every house, every piece of land, every piece of money, every bank, all belongs to you. And God, we come before your behalf, this couple. Those petitions have been written on this paper. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, as they commit themselves unto you, meet every need. Every need. You have great things in store for them, Lord, if they commit themselves unto you. And we come today touching and agreeing that this petition shall be granted, and they shall receive the blessings that only come from you. And to thine be the glory. And we thank you for it, and it's done in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hand together. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Now God's going to move. Amen. God bless. Amen. We are glad to be back again in the house of the Lord. Now I got to get out of the way, because now it is time for the word. Amen. We've had a good time in Arizona. We spent, amen, over a week there, and I don't think it was ever below 110 degrees, but thank God for air conditioning. Thank you, Jesus. But it's always good to be back home, so I appreciate all of you that carried on in our absence. Thank you, Dr. Persley, for watching over everything, and all of you that were assisting him in carrying out the responsibility of the church. But now it's time for the word. And the Bible has declared that without faith it shall be impossible to please God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How can you hear without a preacher? Yes. And how can they preach except he be sent? It befalls upon my own companion, the evangelist Cecilia Jones, to bring forth the word of the Lord on this day. Stand on your feet and receive her right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
To look on your face and hear your praises unto the Lord. We honor God this morning. Help me sing this song. I don't know the verses, but if you know it, chime in. Something about the name Jesus. Something about the name Jesus. It is the sweetest name I know. Oh, how I love the name Jesus. Oh, how I love the name Jesus. It is the Something about the name Jesus, it is the sweetest name I know. Oh, how I love the name Jesus. Oh, how I love the name Jesus. It is the sweetest name I know. Oh, how I love the name Jesus. Say that with a Boshaya. Oh, how I love the name Jesus. It is the sweetest name I know. Oh, how I love the name Jesus. Oh, how I love the name Jesus. It is the sweetest name I know.
Hallelujah.
Oh, 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 oh. Let's say his name. Let's say the name Jesus. 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 It is the sweetest name I know. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we honor you. Hallelujah. You may be seated. We honor him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a privilege it is to be in the house one more time. Hallelujah. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. I'm waiting on God. I'm waiting on God. Right. Hallelujah. I thank and praise him. He's so wonderful.
Yes,
hallelujah. And I thank him for the privilege of coming into the house one more time.
Amen.
One more time. He let me wake up and have health and strength,
yes,
to enter his house and to have a mind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so grateful for a mind.
Amen.
That wants to come and hear some more about Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I thank God for the saints. I thank God for our leadership. Bishop's already recognized everybody, and I honor you from the head, our pastor, on down.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, truly God is a wonder.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I appreciate him. We're so glad to have our guest today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I saw the car drive up. I said, Lord, who is that? I said, Lord, give him a mind to stay. Hallelujah. And all we have to say to you is, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what the sermon is about today. Hallelujah. It's about Jesus.
Right.
And we're just going to search the scriptures and see, oh, hallelujah, what thus saith the Lord about the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his wonderful name. Glory be to our God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I'm going to ask you to go to the Word of God with me, and I won't be before you long. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We honor you, mighty God. We honor you. Thank you, Lord. We're just going to see what God's word has to say. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Go with me to Isaiah 9 and 6. Jesus. That's why we gather. We gather in his name. We gather because of him. We gather for him. And what a privilege it is to lift up his name. Hallelujah. And sometimes it's handled really carelessly. Carelessly. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's used in conjunction with profanity. I rebuke that spirit. Oh, but there's power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 9 and 6. If you join me in reading, for unto us is born, for unto us a child is born. Thank you. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Oh, what a wonderful name. My, 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 my. When you say Jesus, Hebosha, oh, there's power behind that name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Our second scripture will come from the New Testament. Thank you, Lord. Let's read John 3 and 16. What a wonderful name, Jesus. Well, why is that name so wonderful? Thank you, Lord. John 3 and 16. We'll read it together. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the promise we have in the name of Jesus. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I spoke a moment ago about careless use of such a precious thing as the name of Jesus. You know, things that are precious, we handle carefully. And maybe in your grandmother, your mother's house, she's got some really precious dishes. Precious. Sometimes she won't let anybody wash her dishes, her glasses, except herself, because they're precious. They have value. They're important. She doesn't want them broken. Precious is the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We don't ever want to use that name carelessly. Hallelujah. Or mix it with profane or ungodly things. That's why we teach our children, you never use the Lord's name in vain. Never use his name in vain. Meaning you don't recognize that that name has power in it and that it's precious, and mingle it with other words that are not precious. Amen. Honor the precious name, because there's power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to be reading a little bit. For God sent not his wonderful Son, Jesus, into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen. Jesus didn't come just so we could have Christmas and presents. Amen. All right. Jesus himself was a gift that God gave to mankind, a gift he gave to you and me. Hallelujah. A gift that does not break or shatter. A gift that can't be destroyed. But a gift that's eternal. Habosha. A gift that came from God on high. Halimoshaya. Hasielemosia. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We find in God's word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the book of Genesis. Hallelujah. Well, let's go to John. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn this world, but that the world through him might be saved. He believed on him. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned. Thank you, Lord. And that is not the scripture I wanted. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all praying? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him, talking about Jesus, was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness. In the beginning, when the earth was created, you all know the story from childhood, it was dark on this planet. But the light of God shined into the darkness and brought light. And that light came from the sun. And that sunlight brought about the trees and the flowers and the things we have. Well, when Jesus came, he is light. And he brings about life. He gives us life. The light of Jesus Christ is life to us. When we are dead in our sins, and sin is death, and when we find ourselves sucked up in sin, Halamoshiah, we are in death. But when the light of Jesus Christ, and what is this light? It's a knowledge of him. When we come to the knowledge of him, and where does that knowledge come? Well, comes in the word. We can read the word and find out about Jesus. It'll come from you and me. You and me can speak a word to somebody about Jesus. And when we speak about him, it brings life. It brings life. Just like the sun shines and gives life to dead plants. His word comes and brings life to us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
And this life that we have, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank him for life we have in Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless his name.
Hallelujah.
Let's go to Luke 2 and 21. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that is not the scripture either. I do apologize, but we're going to look to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It is the sweet. His name I know. Oh, how I love the name Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, how I love the name Jesus. Pray, saints, we all want to hear from God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Verse 18. Of John 3, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he doesn't believe that there is a Christ. He doesn't believe that God sent his son. He doesn't believe that when Jesus died on the cross, that he took the sins that you and I commit on him, and then he took our sins to hell, and that he rose up out of the grave victorious over not just my sin, but your sin and the sin of the whole world. This man named Jesus. And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their personal deeds were evil. Men love darkness rather than the light that came into the world, the light that God brought to the world, the light that gives life. Hallelujah. When we choose darkness over life, oh, hallelujah. But you know what? God doesn't hold it against us. Hallelujah. Because of his grace and his mercy, when we ain't doing right, his grace, hallelujah, is yet extended to you and me. To you and me. How gracious he is. Hallelujah. You know, when your children do something they're not supposed to do, you chastise them, you speak to them, hallelujah, with a rough voice. You may tell them, go sit in your room, or you may take that thing. No, you can't have it for a week. Yes. Hallelujah. But our God, and even you as a parent, forgive. You offer forgiveness to your child. And that's the way the God that loves us does hallelujah. Us. When we're not right, when we're slipping and sliding, lying, cheating, dipping, hallelujah, hallelujah. He sees everything. He knows all about every one of us. There is nothing about us that is hidden from him. And yet he died for our sin. And yet he suffered on the cross for you and for me. I'm so glad for Jesus. I'm so glad for his name. Because when you know, when you don't know all what the scripture says, when you can't find your scriptures, you can't find what you want to say about him, his name is all you really need. And a heart that says, God, I'm sorry. Just like our children come and say, Mama, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. And it just cuts right through you. It's okay, honey. It's all right. You pat them on the back and send them on their way. That's the way God loves us. That's the way Jesus loves us. I'm so glad Jesus loves me. I'm so glad he shed his blood on Calvary. I'm so glad he paid the ultimate price for my sin. Hallelujah for Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm so glad for Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm so glad for Jesus. Hallelujah. At Easter time, everybody gets all dressed up and goes to church. Hallelujah. The kids get their Easter eggs and their bunnies. Hallelujah. But that's not the real story about Jesus. It doesn't have anything to do with you, what you are wearing. It doesn't have nothing to do with what you wear. He don't care what you got on. He don't care what name brand it is. It don't mean nothing to him. Do you know he's saving, healing, and delivering people in Africa that are walking around with one piece wrapped around them and no shoes? You think he's impressed by your clothes and your house and your car? Oh, by your degree and your position here or your position there, you ain't impressing the God that I serve. Oh, the one that created the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah, the one that's coming back again. Oh, we don't impress him. I don't impress him. Mm-mm. Well, I fasted on Wednesday. I fast every Wednesday. I fast to 4. And I sent some money to missions. Hey, it's all good. But you're not impressing him. You're being obedient because he says to share and to give. And he says, put your plate down sometime and spend a little extra time with me in prayer. Put your plate down. Deny your flesh. Because that's what we're dealing with, the flesh. The flesh is on its way to the grave. That's where the flesh is going. to the grave. Oh, but the spirit on the inside of you has an opportunity to be with Christ in the heavens. Hallelujah. There's a song that says, if you live right, if you live right, heaven belongs to you. One day we're going to get up out of here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But your few little acts of I'm holy, I'm sanctified, I'm this and that, they don't impress the God and hung on a cross and took all them whips for you. That stuff don't impress him. Hallelujah. Hey, Jesus. He's looking for a heart. He's looking for a heart. He's looking for a heart. He's looking for a repentant heart. He's looking for a heart that's repentant. He's looking for a heart that's sorrowful. He's looking for a heart that's, hallelujah, seeking his face. Hallelujah. A heart that has a mind. Hallelujah. To come humbly before him. Your starchy self won't get nothing from him. But your humble, submitted, repentant, sorrowful heart, he will receive. He will receive. Hallelujah. Oh, aren't you glad about it? I'm so glad. Because it was all I had to offer him one day. 40-some years ago, was an humble, repentant heart for all the stuff I had done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I found him faithful to receive me back into his arms. I found him faithful. Hallelujah. We don't have to please anybody else but the Savior. And yes, God does just tell us how to line ourselves up. And that's in his word. That's in his word. That's why we read it, so we know what God is expecting of us, of the walk that we have. Everybody's walk is a little different. The place everybody walks is a little different. Some are walking on concrete. Some are walking on cobblestones. Some are sinking in sand. Oh, shara mosia. Hey, hallelujah. God knows where your walk is. God knows where you have to traverse, where you have to, what you have to go through and cross. Not only does he know, he's with us. You may still be rejecting him, but he's with us. I got to walk through the school hallways. I got to walk past this one and that one. God knows where you are. I got to walk through the hospital 2 times a week. God knows where you are. Head almost see. I got to walk on that job again. He said, I got to walk down that street where I live. God knows where you got to walk. He knows what you got to go through. And he's committed to being with you if you let him. He'll walk you through those places, over the hills, down in the valley where it looks so dark, through the hospital. Oh, my shatalamosia. He'll walk that walk with you. And he stands ready anytime you're willing to surrender you to him. Because he made us with free will. That means the choice. is yours. You know, years ago, I was trying to think of the date, but there was slavery in the U.S. Blacks couldn't go where they wanted to go. They couldn't do what they wanted to do. But God didn't create us slaves. We are not a slave to anybody but ourselves. We have to surrender to the will of God, the work of God. He says surrender. And that surrender is simply saying, I'm yours, Lord. I'm sorry, Lord. Repentance. It's between you and your God. You repent. You repent of what you did. And don't think he don't know everything you did. You're not hiding nothing from him. He knows what you did last night and what you got planned written in your book to do tomorrow. And none of that hidden from him. And yet he loves us. In our sin, he loves us. But he wants us to come to him. He's given us free will to make the choice. The choice is yours. Will you continue to walk in the muck and the mire? Or will you choose to follow Christ? Oh! Oh, Jesus! Help us choose you. And you know, it's a daily walk. Daily walk. Sister Jones has been, with the help of God, doing it a long time. Sometimes it's easy, and other times, woo, you got to pray every 15 minutes. Lord, help me. Every 5 minutes, Lord, strengthen me. You look at that thing that tempts you, Jesus, oh, you my help, Lord. Help me turn my back. Hey, he'll help you. Raise your hand if he ever helped you turn your back on something that was, he'll help you. He'll help you. He'll help you. Ah, yes, he will. Yes, he will. Sweet Jesus. It's the sweetest name I know. Something about the name Jesus. There's power in the name Jesus. I'm so glad for the power in the name Jesus. Hallelujah. You don't have to be this or that. You just have to have a heart that's willing to say, Lord, forgive me. I did this and that wrong. Forgive me. And he, like a loving parent, is welcomes you back, welcomes you to himself. Maybe you backslid. He says, come on back, honey. Or maybe you haven't got a relationship with him. You don't know him in the pardoning of your sin. You don't know what a lover he can be. Hey! Oh, he's a lover. Yes, he is. I'm not being carnal. Can't nobody take you higher than Jesus. Can't no drug take you higher than Jesus. He created Hamoshaya. Hey, all the things that make up drugs. He created the man and the women that can just send us flying. You know what I'm talking about. He created us and everything down here. He'll take you higher than you've ever been. Higher than you've ever been. He's sweet. Ain't he, mother? He's sweet. I praise him. I praise him. What a mighty Savior. What a wonderful counselor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's so good. You need a friend? You feeling depressed? You ain't got nobody to talk to? Talk to Jesus. He hears your smallest whisper. And the thoughts in your mind, he knows them. He'll lift depression. He'll lift fear. He'll take doubt away. And he's a healer of these mortal bodies. Oh, we magnify him. His name is Jesus. And we lift him up today. Hallelujah. If you want a closer relationship with him, if you want to get to know him better, you know, sometimes you can meet people and you think, I don't know. And they come up and they smile on your face and this and that and the other. And sometimes you see somebody that's pretty and you think, boy, I'd like to know them better or whatever, you know. Hallelujah. The man Jesus, he's got it going, you all. He's everything we need. And it's his desire. He extends himself to us first. The Bible says, except God draws you. Except God does the drawing, we cannot come to him. And I stand in his stead, speaking his words. You hear them. He draws you. He is drawing you because his words have gone out. Hallelujah. If you want something from Jesus, a closer walk, whatever, you want healing, whatever you want from Jesus, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Just now. Come to Jesus just now. Saints, only trust him. Now, I just can't believe that nobody has a need from him. We won't hurt nobody. When you stand up and walk forward, amen. We all have needs. Hallelujah. Come forward. Nobody has to touch you. We don't even have to pray for you. But your step forward says, Lord, I love you and I have a need. And you tell him. Everybody stand up. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Sister Jones has a need. Everybody stand up. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
Brother Ison, join us, please.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Ain't he wonderful? Everybody say Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, say his name.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Say his name. Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, say his name.
Jesus.
Say his name.
Jesus.
Say his name.
Jesus.
Jesus. Mighty God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
mighty God.
Oh, yeah.
Mighty God.
Jesus.
Say his name.
Jesus.
Oh, say his name.
Oh,
hallelujah. Just close your eyes and say his name. Jesus. Mighty God, say
oh,
Jesus.
Oh,
he's present in the house.
Hallelujah.
He wants to loose you. He wants to help you.
Jesus,
he's present to hear your faintest cry.
Yes, Lord.
He's present. Trust him.
Hear me, Lord.
Oh, trust
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Oh, trust him, hallelujah.
Jesus,
don't trust yourself.
Jesus,
your eyes should be closed.
Jesus,
hallelujah. Look to Jesus.
Jesus,
give him the hallelujah. Praise with your hands.
Jesus,
give him praise with
Jesus,
your hands.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Praise him with your hands.
Jesus.
Praise him with your hands.
Oh,
oh yeah. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We honor you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord,
hallelujah.
Take control in your house.
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord. Bless, Lord. You know our needs, Lord. Nothing's hid from you, King Jesus. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now we want you to do the work of an evangelist. And that's all, is going to somebody.
Whoa, yeah.
Go to somebody and tell them Jesus loves them. Hallelujah. Lay your hand on them and speak a word for them in
hallelujah.
Jesus' name.
Thank
whatever
you.
God tell you to
hallelujah.
Say. Go to somebody. I'm asking everybody, go to somebody. Lay your hand on them and speak a word of encouragement to them. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Go to somebody.
Hallelujah.
Tell them
hallelujah.
Jesus loves them.
Oh,
hallelujah. Brother
yeah.
Ison,
thank
go to somebody.
Jesus.
Go to somebody. Hallelujah. Yeah, glow to somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Tell them Jesus loves them.
Oh,
amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you love them, say, I love you too.
Hallelujah.
Ah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Go to somebody. Go to somebody else. Tell them Jesus loves them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You love them too. If you love them now. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Go to one more person, your last one,
hallelujah.
Somebody you haven't been to before. Tell them Jesus loves them.
Hallelujah.
Be an evangelist. Tell them about Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus loves you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.